This is from Redwall by Brian Jacques. Constance stood on the wall with her captains. The Badger's brow was furrowed with anxiety. Basil Staghare, the most seasoned campaigner among them, was the only one who apparently took it all quite lightly.
"Pon my word," he chuckled. "The way those blighters down there are carrying on with the jolly old ram, they won't need to tunnel in soon. I'll give it half a day at most, then we'll have rats piling in over the shoring, what?"
Ambrose Spike positively bristled at the nonchalant hare.
"Well, I must say that is a comforting thing to know. Any more little gems of information to cheer us up, eh?"
Basil strode off in high dudgeon, re-emphasizing his previously forgotten limp.
"Deary me, old lad! No need to be so touchy. Merely making a military observation, you know."
Constance called the two old friends together.
"Look, it's no use quarreling among ourselves. We should be thinking of a solution. Come on, you two, stop sulking and be pals again."
Smiling sheepishly, Basil and Ambrose shook paws. Winifred, the otter, pounded the stones of the parapet in frustration.
"I say there's got to be a way to stop that confounded ram. We've lost far too many defenders. They get picked off every time they stand up to retaliate. It's got to be a very simple solution. A small, obvious thing that we've all missed."
Jess Squirrel, aided by Silent Sam, maneuvered the barrel up onto the ramparts. She patted it.
"Something simple like this?"
The captains gathered around the barrel, examining it. The top had been covered over with gauze. A strange noise issued from within.
"Well, Jess, don't keep us in suspense. What's in the barrel?"
the Badger growled.
"Shall we tell them, Sam?"
grinned Jess. Silent Sam gave a broad wink and tapped a well-sucked paw against his nose. He and his mother were enjoying this.
"What we have here, my good comrades-in-arms," said Jess grandly, "is stage one of our anti-battering ram scheme, thanks to my small offspring here, who found the hornet's nest."
Basil clapped the two squirrels soundly upon their backs.
"Of course! That's the ticket! A hornet's nest in a barrel! Just chuck it down on the beastly old enemy, what?"
Jess and Sam smiled with wicked delight.